Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I mean that. I know I rattle that off awfully quick, but I do mean it very sincerely. And today let's just go straight to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, my heart is heavy today with the burdens of this nation and your people. I need your strength and your guidance. I need your encouragement. My hope is in you. Please allow your peace and calm to flood over my soul and others as well that are needing your encouragement today. I ask again today that you place your hedge of protection around President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Keep them healthy and keep them safe. Father, you know exactly all the oppressions we are dealing with. You know that our elected officials are letting we the people down. They make deals, and our personal liberty means nothing. It rewards them nothing. You have placed me here, O God, and I know you will lift me above the obstacles that seem so impossible. You are needed. I need your wisdom. Help me to press upon your people, my listeners, the importance of their voice. We all need you. You want us to lean on you, and you also want us to live our liberty and to protect it for your glory, not for our comforts. Help us to do this, O God. There are days the burdens seem heavier than others, and today is such a day. I beg you to use CSE Talk Radio to bless it and bless me, to lift the burdens, to give me wisdom, your wisdom. I thank you for my guest today, Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. I know she feels as I do this morning. We have already visited. We are only two people, but with you, we can be powerful. You have placed us both in positions that can be very difficult. But in Christ, all things are possible. And in your strength, we will prevail. Forgive me, O Lord, for my weakness. And I give it to you. I lift it up to you, and I lift Mindy up to you. It is for such a time as this. I kneel and I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we will again visit the dangers and the thieving of liberty by radical animal rights groups. The Cavalry Group is our lighthouse, our watchtower, watching and warning us of incoming friend or foe. Today I will tell you, not in deep discussion, that while the government has no problem forcing quarantines on U.S. people, citizens, they continue to attack ICE for arresting and detaining illegal aliens and criminals, while our government officials argue on nearly every issue, they have no problem agreeing on and passing huge spending bills, approving more FISA. They did. They're going to keep it going to spy on the U.S. citizens. Oh, they're telling us they're going to reform it, but continue as it is until then. Your liberty has been sold off, my friends. And it is time you Americans recognize it. Or do you even care? I apologize that my opening seemed to be negative this morning. Sometimes it's just a lot to carry. And I know that Mindy feels that way too. But I don't truly mean it that way. Me talking and others working isn't enough. You must be involved. We have nearly gone this full circle, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, From liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. It isn't too late. I can't believe that it's too late. However, recognizing the problem and seeing exactly where we are as a nation and as individuals in this is the first step back to liberty. I want to welcome, if I haven't scared her away with my negativity, we welcome Mindy Patterson today of the Cavalry Group. I appreciate you so much. And I know
appreciate you so much too, Beth. Thank you.
You sent me the articles that you're dealing with and the things that that are weighing on you. And before I heard from you, I was going through the news and I see this about the FISA and I see where New York's going to have these little quarantine, these little places where they're going to force the people to go because they have 175 people with the coronavirus.
Yes.
And I'm just, you know, it's just blowing my mind. The panic over this. Not that, you know, I said it's nothing. My husband said it's not nothing. It's just not worth the panic that they're putting it in. He said, we have to be precautious. I said, I know that. But they're panicking the people, and everybody's watching that. While people like you are fighting for liberty over here. And it just gets to me after a while.
Well,
wake up.
How does the magician pull off his trick to the audience?
Well, you got it. You got it. Nothing over here to see. Just watch this hand.
It's the sleight of hand, and they're it's one distraction after another. It's the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. It's the impeachment trial. Now it's the coronavirus. You know, they're doing everything they can to derail our economy, derail this presidency. It's exhausting. And, yeah, so meanwhile, we've got, you know, people like myself and our team at the Cavalry Group and people like yourself and others, you know, working diligently to protect liberty and keep people in business. You know, I mean, it's just insane what's going on right now. This 2020 state legislative session across the country. Now, some states aren't in session this year, like Texas and one or two others, but they're every other year. Wouldn't that be nice? I wish every state took a year off so we could have a breather.
And I kind of chuckled, and it aggravated me, you know, because Congress is thinking about taking recess because of the coronavirus. And I thought, what if everybody in the United States decided, I'm not going to work today because somebody might have a sniffle and somebody might make me sick. And I don't really want to deal with it. So I'm just not going to go to work. And then I was reminded, you know, when they're not working, we're better off.
Absolutely. And at the same time, you know, our Working Animal Protection Act, which is a proactive bill to protect against radical animal rights groups banning outright these legal businesses that utilize working animals at the local level. I mean, you know, I believe in local control, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I believe in local government. We shouldn't mess around with that. But this bill basically just says that these particular businesses cannot be banned outright. It doesn't mess with local jurisdictional rules and regulations overseeing health and public safety. It doesn't take away any regulatory oversight of these businesses. All it says is they can't be banned. And that's what we're trying to protect against, because PETA, HSUS, other radical animal rights organizations are going chipping away bit by bit, state by state, local municipality by local municipality, banning things like wholesome family activities, okay, like elephant rides, camel rides, pony rides, exhibition of exotic animals at the fairs, local fairs. They are banning all of these things, and just because it doesn't align with their ideology, and they
We're headed into a break, so let's hang on to that. Okay?
Sure.
We're headed into a break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Mindy Patterson, and I'm going to hold off on calls until maybe the second break. Because we just have a lot to discuss. We need to let you know what's going on. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Oh, thank you for that pick-me-up. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. I encourage you to go to her website. It's thecavalrygroup.com. That's it, thecavalrygroup.com. If you don't want to type it all in, you go to my website and you just click on the little icon, and it'll go take you right there. Mindy, we were talking, and I interrupted you. I apologize for that. But that music comes on, and I got to get going. So let's go back to where we were there, talking about these infringements, and they're going from state to state. And as you started out, the local government is so important. And
yes,
the left, that's where they're not just happy in D.C. because to perpetrate their crime in completion, they have to go into each state. And that's what they've been doing. And so I'm going to turn it back over to you because you were explaining exactly what we were going to lose.
Sure. Well, we're not always playing defense. You know, it feels like it because right now, because of the 2020 state legislative sessions that are currently, we're in the middle of right now, we're fighting bills in about 33 states right now. And if someone is interested to see what all we're up to, you can go to our website at thecavalrygroup.com and click the Take Action tab and scroll down to the flash map of pending state legislation or click on the federal and state legislation letter campaigns, and you can see what's active right now. I mean, we've had, come January, all the animal rights groups, primarily the Humane Society of the United States, has dumped bills into quite a few states basically destroying animal enterprise and under the very deceptive shroud of animal welfare. It's not about animal welfare. People, we all love animals. We all care about animal's well-being. There are already laws in place to ensure that people who raise, breed, and work with animals take the very best care of their animals. There's already oversight rules and regulations in place. I cannot emphasize that enough to your listeners. We don't need more laws, but these animal rights groups are using our love of animals against us to destroy, and I mean destroy, animal enterprise, animal-related businesses, animal agriculture, hunting, fishing, and it all boils down to private property. And in addition to making rules and regulations more onerous so that people give up or they're banned from being able to operate these businesses, they are inserting language that basically take away due process rights, which we are afforded in the Constitution to protect our God-given rights. And it's getting really tricky out there because when these laws pass and we have lawmakers and law enforcement who have also been influenced by animal rights people, it just has been this recipe to destroy what has been historically the backbone of our nation, and that is animal ownership and animal agriculture. And you look into what is happening in other countries around the world that have no regulations at all. I mean, and they want to destroy it here where we do a pretty darn exceptional job when it comes to animal-related businesses, whether you own a pet store, you're a dog breeder, you have a horse carriage business, you have an educational zoo, whatever it is. Our Americans are exceptional at what they do in these things. Do we have people that don't do things so exceptionally? Sure, but that's the case in everything. But right now, people who raise, breed, and work with animals are in the crosshairs, and it's exhausting and ugly. These are wholesome activities and family things that you love to do with your family, like take a carriage ride, like go to the zoo. You know, these educational zoos, we have several members right here in Missouri that have educational zoos that go around to libraries and schools and teach kids about these animals that they otherwise would never have contact with, be able to touch, and you know, come into contact with and learn more about. If these go away, and they are going away in quite a few states, where are our children or even adults going to learn about these animals? I mean, on the internet? In virtual reality glasses on a computer game? This is sad. It really, Beth Ann, our culture. It's all about our culture. And it's important for your listeners to also understand, you know, you're fighting to protect our American way of life and our culture every day. And we are slipping into an abyss. Our culture is dying quickly at the hand of these radical groups and special interest groups that do not have good intentions for our citizens or our way of life in the future. And so that's really what we're fighting against. The animal rights ideology and these groups, make no mistake, they are a political agenda that is chipping away and changing our culture through education, our schools, through litigation and legislation. I mean, they're everywhere. It's seeped into everything from, you know, our food choices to, you know, you can't go get a cup of coffee without being completely bombarded by an agenda, you know. It's ridiculous and it's sad.
It is sad. Well, and we just see when you say attacking the culture, it is everything.
Mm-hmm.
Our way of life. And of course, the animals are a way of life. I mean, you mentioned mostly the entertainment world and the education world, but our livestock.
Yes.
You know, the horses, the cattle, the hogs, I mean, everything, poultry, they're attacking it all. Yep. They aren't happy unless we're miserable. They're
right.
just not going to be happy unless everybody agrees and does everything their way. And, you know, I went to a pro-life banquet fundraiser earlier this week, and Trey Gowdy was the speaker, and he's actually going to be in St. Louis. I need to find out when that is for you, because I think you would really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But he mentioned, and I can't remember in detail, but some of the things that are going on, it is radical, but to protect animals in the state of California, but the human life is just thrown away.
Right.
So when we talk about our culture, just look at how mixed up it is. Now, we don't believe in abusing animals. We believe in taking good care of them, and they do. Mm-hmm. And you told me this morning that they're attacking the horse and carriage business again in New York. It just, they never stop. They never
stop.
You have to stay vigilant, and it does wear you out. I know Mindy gets worn out, and you know, I feel like I'm carrying the burdens and can't do anything for anybody. So I'm just keep plodding away, and that's what we have to do, because it's up to the people to get up and say, enough is enough. I'm done with it.
As we talk right now, they're getting ready to hear the same ordinance that we have defeated twice in the last 12 months. In Chicago, Illinois, the horse carriages are under attack again, the same exact ordinance. We have all the information on our website. The first drop down under the Take Action tab, your listeners can go and send a letter to the committee. It's the Consumer Protection, the License and Consumer Protection Committee for the Chicago, Illinois City Council. And they are going to be hearing the same ordinance today and deciding whether or not they should advance and pass a ban on the horse carriages. And that's really what it is. They're basically, the ordinance reads that they will not renew their license to have carriages in Chicago. And there's a wonderful chairwoman Mitz, who sits on this committee as the chair, and she single-handedly has stopped this from advancing twice now. I don't know. I'm assuming she's getting worn out, you know? She's
getting
pushed to the brink, and they're bringing it up again to be heard today. And she has all of the facts and the science. We've defeated this because we've shown up with the big guns, with very powerful veterinarians and other entities that are experts in the horse-drawn carriage industry. And we've been able to defeat that twice now. And here we are again. They're just going to keep coming at us until they are successful. So
we're headed into another break. I'm going to open up the phone lines through this segment. 877-895-5410. If you have a question for Mindy on one of these bills and some of the things that are going on, give us a call, 877-895-5410. If you're someone who's been involved with Mindy and you want to talk about what's happening and how you need help in this fight, you give us a call, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Mindy and her group, they cannot stand alone. They need you. We need you. America needs you for liberty. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism. As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free." Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. We're discussing how you can take action. And we do have a caller. We have Neil from Missouri. Neil, real quick, you said you've got the underlying cause. I think I know what that is, but real quick.
Right. Here. Well, what we have in this country, the highest number of immigrants and green card holders are from India. These people are Hindu. They're financing this push to eliminate, you know, this animal rights push because that's part of their religion. This is just another assault on Christianity, just like the Muslims are doing in this country. It's an assault on Christianity, and people need to start going to court and using their defense. Their defense is the First Amendment doesn't allow you to force your religion on us, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to force the religion on us because, you know, they worship animals because they think it's their dead ancestors, you know, reincarnated. So this is something you need people need to be made aware of. And
interesting. That I had not thought of yet. I will be honest with you. I had not thought of that yet. So very interesting.
Yep. But always follow the money. You know, where are these animal rights groups getting their financing? You know, they're getting it from these Hindus that don't want people, you know, riding horses or raising animals other than as pets, you know.
Yeah, well, and from pictures, I've never been, but when you visit their countries, they've got them walking the streets. So, all right, Neil, appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you for that insight. I had not thought of that. You know, Mindy, we need to investigate where all this money is coming from, don't we?
Well, absolutely. It's always, he's right, we need to follow the money. But I can tell you where a lot of the money comes from. I mean, the Humane Society of the United States, on average, takes in $180 million annually by betraying well-intended animal lovers. And, you know, people are still willing to open up their checkbook and send $19.95 a month to the Humane Society of the United States or PETA or ASPCA and all these groups that tell people they're going to protect animals, but they turn around and use that money. A very small, less than 1% of that money goes towards, you know, animals and shelters. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they fund lawyers and lobbyists who battle me at the state capitals to push legislation. And that's really where the money goes. And ballot initiative campaigns, which they've been pushing in a lot of the agriculture states to make raising our food more impossible. I mean, these people are, that's where they get their money. So we're basically funding our own demise. We're funding our own food shortage.
Well, that sounds like the cattle industry with their checkoff dollars, you know.
Right.
going after themselves with it, and they can't get it stopped. But, you know, you're absolutely right about these people are being fooled. And I have often said, what if you woke up tomorrow and you realized everything you've been told is a lie? You know, this climate change is a lie. And of course, we know abortion, the rights of a woman to make a choice. We know that health care, we know all of that is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lie too. They take your money and they lie to you. So what if you wake up tomorrow morning, or say right now, and you realize, wait a minute, I've been given $19.95 to them every month. What are you trying to tell me? Well, what are you going to do about it?
You've had Bill Federer on before as a guest quite a few times.
Yes, it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
One of the things that I love in his talks, and for those who are falling for the magic trick and the deception, he talks about Machiavellianism. And how the people that are trying to pass an agenda set the house on fire, and then they jump in their fire truck, and they're there to save the day. And that, in my opinion, is exactly what's going on in our country right now with the coronavirus.
Oh, yes.
That's what's going on with the animal rights movement. They want to be the heroes. They have to create a crisis so they can show up and save it. There's no animal welfare crisis in our country. We are the most regulated country on the globe, on the planet Earth, overseeing animals and as pets in the pet industry, animal agriculture. And what's happening is we are regulating great people out of business. So mark my words, in a few years when one of your listeners decides, you know, it's time for a new family pet, there's no pet stores. Where do I go to get a pet? Wow, there aren't that very many breeders left. I want a specific breed of dog. Wow, I can only get this breed of dog from XYZ country. You'll have to import it from a foreign land. And I guarantee you that's what's going to happen. The pet industry is being put out of business. Animal agriculture is being put out of business. We'll be importing more food. And how did reliance on foreign oil work out for us? Not so great. Mm. Donald Trump has made us independent again on our own energy resources. So now,
and now look at our medical,
exactly,
our pharmaceutical business. Everything's in China.
Me.
It is scary. But who did it? Who did
Bush?
Congress. Well, and Congress. They keep approving this stuff. They're even fighting it now.
Yeah.
You know, Bloomberg. He wants cheap Chinese stuff. That's why he wants to run for president. It's not because he's a Democrat. It's because he's greedy.
Yeah. I know. I honestly did not realize that 80% of our pharmaceuticals were coming from China. Holy cow.
Well, everybody,
we wonder why all of our children are injured from vaccinations and, you know, other weird diseases have popped up. This is insane what's going on. It's an attack on our country and all from a multi-layer agenda. It's really kind of crazy, and it sounds a little conspiratorial, but we're living it out right now, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And here it is. You know, you can't. We got to rely on China. China gives us the virus, and then we've got to go look to them to get the cure.
The antidote.
Well, we're not going to do that. We're going to do it ourselves. But it's, you know what I'm saying. You can't even get an Advil unless you get it from China.
Right.
How would we have ever been that stupid? Well, because we weren't paying attention, and we were letting Congress and the Bush administration, but Congress take care of it. And Congress is still okay with that. But now in New York, they want to do these confinement centers for the American citizens, and yet they're the same people that are complaining about stopping people at the border and confining those children until we find out who their real parents are.
Exactly.
And for safety. The same people, you know, because we have 175 people in New York that have the coronavirus. And I'm not saying I want them to be going to work and infecting everyone, but we've just gone crazy. And yet then they come in here and they think, well, we've got to take care of this. The horse situation, we can't have them pulling carriages. That's just mean.
Mm-hmm.
It's just ridiculous because that's not what they think anyway.
I just received a text message, since you brought up the carriages, I just received a text message from Debbie Hay, who's a carriage owner in Chicago, and they're walking into the committee hearing right now. So if your listeners wouldn't mind, please going to our website, and under the Take Action tab, the first drop down on the menu says Stop Chicago Carriage Ban, and there's a list of the committee members. If people would just cut and paste those emails and send them an email address, send them an email letting them know that you oppose the carriage ban. It doesn't matter if you're from Chicago. It doesn't matter if you're from Illinois. Maybe you'll be going to Chicago and you're counting on taking a carriage ride. You know, please take action and let them know that we oppose this ban. It's not up to legislators of any local, state, or federal jurisdiction to ban legal businesses. These are legal businesses. They have lots of oversight. And it's insane to me that we are banning these kind of things, but we're allowing other shenanigans to take place.
I'm going to put that on the show's Facebook page here real quick. I hear the music. And so it'll make it real easy for those who are watching on Facebook, or if you're on Facebook and you don't want to remember the Cavalry Group and all that, I'm going to put it on the Facebook page and you can just click on it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we're visiting with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Folks, two girls can't do it by themselves. We got to have help. You've got to get involved. You've got to make those phone calls. You've got to learn how to use the Internet. I'm sorry, I know you don't want to, but you need to. Because that's how we communicate today. And we will be right back.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code Bethann and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. I have placed a link to your site on both places on my Facebook page for the show. That's where we get the most traffic. And I've done it in the comments where they're watching the video, and then I've done it on the homepage. Facebook is changing something, so you've got to look for it because the picture isn't necessarily coming up with the with the link. So I don't know, Facebook's thing. It's not just you. It's several things we've tried to post this morning that have come up a little bit anemic. So, but go to thecavalrygroup.com, and I'm going to have you explain it again. Thecavalrygroup.com. Go to the Take Action tab at the top, and I'm going to let you finish telling what they need to do.
Yeah, just basically cut and paste the emails for the committee that we have there and send them a brief email just saying that you oppose the ban. We've listed the ordinance number, and so you can read it and see what they're up to and all of that. But they're meeting this morning as we speak, and once it passes the committee, it'll go to the full city council for a vote. So far, historically, we've stopped the this ban ordinance the last two times it's been heard in committee because of the chairman that has been so brave in not allowing it to move on to the full city council for a vote. But she can only hold the water back in the dam from breaking for so long. You know, she's been very brave. I have no doubt that she's been bullied and harassed from these animal rights people who are very brazen in their ugliness
and violent.
And,
they
really are
as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you know, what comes to my mind, Beth Ann, is: are we free or not? You know, do we have freedom or do we not? Do we have a constitution or do we not? Do we have God-given rights or do we not? You know, we're like you. We're out there every day talking about freedom, and it's becoming a light that gets dimmer and dimmer. And we have a republic if we can keep it, and we're struggling to keep it. And we've got people in power who don't want it. They don't want our republic to survive. They don't want freedom and liberty to prevail. They want our individual rights to fade away so that they can step up to the collective, which is what they are pushing time and time again, and we just have to keep pushing back. They make it sound so attractive, but look no further than Venezuela or other historical parts of our world history that have, by the way, been omitted from our schools and proper teaching of our youth so that they understand what communism, Marxism, and socialism will bring. They don't want our kids to know that, so that they will usher in this idea of socialism. And that's really what we're up against in the animal rights, environmental extremist, and other quote-unquote emergencies that are being pushed on us today.
And when we were communicating by text earlier this morning, you said that that these people have been bamboozled. And
mm-hmm.
I said, not without compensation, they haven't been.
Exactly.
But they are. I mean, we go back to how far removed are these legislators or these other folks that are pushing this? How far removed are they from the farm? How far removed are they from the animal industry in reality that they come in here and demand this and demand that of your industry?
Mm-hmm.
They know nothing about your industry, but they're going to make all these demands. And, so people like the president, who's, allowed some things we didn't like to happen, and some of these other legislators that buy into this because they don't know. But then they are made promises. I don't know if they hand them money, but they make them promises. They cut deals. And I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that they have no problem selling our liberty and our culture down the drain.
Yep.
And this election coming up in November, every election we say this is the most important. I believe this is probably a very critical one. They each get more critical.
Yep.
Because of exactly what you said earlier. What is at stake? Our way of government, our type of governing, and our culture.
Yep.
Those are at stake come November. Not just in the presidency, but in Congress. Not just in D.C., but in your state legislators, in your county legislators. You have got to stop and think about what you're voting for. And it's been, I've never, until last election, I've never voted a straight ticket. I will not vote for another Democrat until they clean this thing up.
Yep.
And I don't know that they ever will.
And judges, we need to really vote in constitutional conservative judges. With Obama really turned the tide for the bad way across our country. And we know this firsthand because we are, as you know, involved in a lot of litigation issues, and there are just some really bad judges out there. So we need to purge these bad judges and vote the good ones in. The ones that aren't appointed. So,
We know what they've done to the president, and we know what they've done to other things.
Yeah.
And they're not voting liberty. They're not voting Constitution. They have an agenda, folks. They have an agenda.
Yeah.
And you're not on it, other than to ruin your life.
Exactly.
Your welfare and liberty is not on their agenda.
Yeah. Control. I mean, it's really. People don't see it, and they, like you said earlier, they're lulled to sleep by things just humming along. There's no worries. We're just, meanwhile, they're busy in the back room drumming up the next takeover, and it all comes out looking like a shiny object, and it's really attractive, or, look at this great idea, but it's all a trick. It's a magic trick, and they're trying to use that illusion to take away our God-given rights and to destroy the culture and our American way of life. It's happening, and it's been happening, and we need everybody in the boat to grab a paddle and get to work, because like you said, even all these great organizations and people out there fighting, it takes we the people to make a difference. Just like with the landslide victory for President Trump, we know they're out there. And we just have to...
They're not going... And, you know, they're not going to stop when he gets reelected.
Right.
I'm just telling everybody right now, the calm is not going to come.
It
they are
never
not going to stop. They're not going to stop trying to take your liberty away, because that's what they do, as Monroe said. They always do.
And our founders
will,
knew that.
And they always do. They knew that, without a doubt. Absolutely. So those of us who love liberty, you can't let two girls do it on your own. You've got to start standing up and doing it. So go to thecavalrygroup.com, click on the Take Action tab, and get her done. I'm going to do it, and I want you to do it. I'm going to send every one of them one. Sometimes I'm slacker, but I'm going to do it today. I promise.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
Andy, I promise. Thank you. God bless you for all you're doing.
You
keep
too.
Up. Keep up. Keep up. You and I both need to prop each other up.
Thank you, my friend. The Lord is with us.
The Lord is with us, and He will help us to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain. For companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?